Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, the boys are officially free. June 23rd is full of mystery. Jimin and J-Hope begin the tradition of music video reactions, though. And we talk about the beginning of the iconic Love Yourself era with the lead track DNA from Love Yourself Her. BTS activity last week, Sunday, June 15th to Friday, June 20th. Let's begin at the end of the week and then go back to the beginning. By the time this episode is posted on Monday, everyone will be discharged from the military. Yay! Yoongi's official last day of work is Friday the 20th, which is when I'm recording this, so he's clocking out right now for me. So I'm counting this as everybody is united. But his official discharge day is Saturday, which is after I'm recording this. I don't know at the time of this recording if we'll see him on the weekend or sometime after Monday, or when he'll get in touch, but whenever we do see or hear from him next, I am so excited that now everyone is free and the enlistment period is over. Now, with everyone discharged, this segment might get ridiculously long, or it might be shorter, I don't know. It was manageable when most people were enlisted, but I might have to rethink what I include if I want to keep my podcast to a tidy 25 to 30 minutes like I've been doing. Anyway, back to the beginning of the week. Oh, and a reminder, I only report on things that the members or the company themselves have shared. So things like rumors or photos of what they're doing in their private time can't be found here. They won't be talked about. So thanks for understanding. I'm going to go back to reporting one member at a time this week. On Sunday and Monday, J-Hope wrapped up his usual social media posts for his tour, posting photos from the final day of the finale concerts and sharing a ton of media posts and posts from other celebrities, friends, or his sister. J-Hope also did his post-concert live on Sunday and then transitioned into promotional mode. He's sharing posts about Killing It Girl, choreography videos when they dropped, and basically anything Killing It Girl related. You can find it on his Instagram. Hope he did some Station Head and Spotify listening parties. He and Big Hit have been posting a ton of dance challenges, videos, edits of the song, all on every short video platform there is. He also appeared on TWS, or To Us, I've heard people say, their YouTube channel. It's a newer group, a young group. So he appeared on the behinds on their channel of when they filmed dance challenges with him. So those are really cute. They don't have subtitles, but can kind of get the gist of young idols fanboying over him and being amazed that he took the time to try to learn their names. It's very cute. And then Hobi started his Korean music show tour with filming M Countdown, Music Core, which will air on Saturday, and Music Bank. And over this coming weekend, he'll do Inkigayo 2. So that will be done by Monday. Hobi, of course, looked absolutely amazing in everything I've seen so far from his music show appearances. So please watch them on YouTube. They're so good. Oh my goodness. I'm assuming the two I haven't seen yet are also amazing. I actually had friends at one of them. Some of my friends are in Korea right now for Festa, and they got to go to, I think it was Music Core. I'm just a little bit jealous. He was also on Bae Shuo So's Music Camp radio show and episode 14 of Sana's Fridge interview, or Sana's Cold interview. I'm not sure exactly how it translates. Radio show I don't think has subtitles, but Sana's Fridge interview does, and it's a really cute interview. J-Hope wasn't finished there. We also got the first episode of his appearance on The Manager, or Omniscient Interfering View in Korean. It's episode 351 of the show, 351, if you want to try to track it down. In the first episode, he takes us behind the scenes of his concert in Thailand. In the next episode, which will air between me recording this episode and it being posted, he'll take us behind the scenes of filming the music video for Killing It Girl. That will be episode 352. Meanwhile, V has gone out golfing in the hot, humid Korean sun while being covered head to toe in an effort not to get sunburnt. There's a joke about how golf is a nice walk ruined, and I'm kind of in that camp, but I'm really glad that V enjoys it so much and is getting back to those joys in life after working so hard in the military. V also did a live when he woke up on Friday. He played music and some video games. He's been working on something that he's excited about for the past 4 to 5 days. He did another live once he got back from his schedule the same day, but that one was just one of his usual quickies. Just time enough for J-Hope to comment once with saying Tae's name cutely and then be signed off for the night. We got some behinds for Jin's appearance on Dingo Live, posted on YouTube on both the Bangtan TV YouTube channel and Yaena's YouTube channel. Other than that, we're just a week away from the start of his tour, so I'm sure he's very busy in the practice room right now. Meanwhile, RM was back at art galleries, and then slipped out of the country and traveled to Basel, Switzerland, for Art Basel, where he was the ambassador for Samsung Art TV, which genuinely sounds like a really cool concept for a TV that has utility even when you aren't watching TV, so it's not just an ugly black thing on your wall or a TV stand. While at Art Basel, RM did an interview to camera and also an interview in front of an audience in which he discussed his own relationship with art. You can find both on the Samsung Newsroom YouTube channel. In both, RM lets us know that he's actively looking for a place to eventually build his own gallery in Seoul, where he can display his private collection of art and have an integrated and welcoming place for everyone who is interested, especially in Korean art. He guesses that it will take him probably 5 years to set it up, so we all have plenty of time to save up for those plane tickets. RM has posted photos from his trip to his Instagram if you want to see more. Everyone else is no doubt taking this much-needed time to integrate back into civilian life in whatever way is best for them, and I hope they're just relaxing and having the best time. This day in BTS history, June 23rd. June 23rd, 2013. V Suga and JKNV all tweet selfies. They also tweet about the bus scene long take version of No More Dream being released. This is a music video in which they never get off the bus in No More Dream. It's ridiculously cute. They might be filming something on this day as well, though I'm not sure what, because they also tweet a photo of JK getting his hair and makeup done. RM tweets about a log that he filmed a few days ago, and also the fact that there's a super moon at the moment. Suga tweets to complain about the group not finding him funny. He sticks around to chat for a bit, and then tweets a selfie and signs off. June 23rd, 2014. Suga tweets that the game is starting. He's talking about the World Cup here. They are back in Korea at the moment, but they were just recently in Japan, so in Japan they appear on FM Yokohama K-pop Now. However, in Korea, they have M-Wave Meet and Greet. RM Tweet recommends a bunch of music, and on their YouTube channel, they released the Bangtan Bomb Suddenly Rap Party, which was likely filmed the previous week when they were in Moscow. June 23rd, 2015. This is the day that J-Hope and Jimin filmed their reaction to the Dope music video, which is a Bangtan Bomb released on July 10th, 2015. This is the first music video reaction that BTS, or at least part of BTS, ever filmed, and was around the time that music reactions were gaining popularity on YouTube. Dope was going to be released the next day, and ironically, it would eventually be featured on a popular Kids React to YouTube series, and BTS would reach an even broader audience as a result. Other than filming this, it's a pretty quiet day from ARMY's perspective, with just JK tweeting a video of him and V making faces, and Suga tweeting a selfie. June 23rd, 2016. RM is tweeting to recommend more music. He also posts a photo of himself in a park with some disconcerting statues. BTS are traveling to New York today. Jimin tweets a selfie video with broken glasses from the plane. And RM tweets photos of himself with the skyline. June 23rd, 2017. BTS are in Fukuoka, Japan, getting ready for their Wings concert there. They have a handshake event on this day. V does a V-Live after the event and decides to make it an advice show, relating some problems in his own life as he answers ARMY's questions. Once advice time is over, he shows off some of the 12 shirts that he recently bought and then plays music for the rest of the live. June 23rd, 2018. I think they might have had this day off because the day before they had the Lotte family concert and the day after they traveled to Saipan to film the 2018 summer package. So it's no surprise that on this day we just get a few tweets after midnight thanking fans for attending the Lotte concert and then the members go to sleep and enjoy some much needed rest for 24 hours. June 23rd, 2019. It's time for day two of the fifth muster magic shop in Seoul. Between rehearsals and the concert, Jin's friend Sanjul, who we got to know better recently on Run Jin, sent him a coffee truck. Jin tweets a photo of himself with the truck for ARMY to see. JK and RM also tweet selfies. June 23rd, 2020. Another either quiet or just unknown day. It's the pandemic, so it's harder to know what they're doing. However, we do get Run BTS episode 105 today. It's the second part of the photo exhibition series, where they design outfits, then do a photo shoot with them. It was filmed the previous summer on July 31st, 2019. Just in case you're wondering how long it can sometimes be between filming an episode of Run and it being released. This is nearly a full year. June 23rd, 2021. I have absolutely no idea what they were doing this day. It's so unknown that my document just skips from June 22nd to June 24th, as if this day doesn't exist. June 23rd, 2022. We're in Chapter 2 now. JK shares Charlie Puth's reel about their upcoming collaboration with Left and Right, and RM posts photos from a city bus in the rain. Meanwhile, unbeknownst to ARMY at the time, Suga is at the In the Soup Season 2 location, hosting a song camp as he works on his album D-Day. You can see parts of this song camp in his documentary, Suga Road to D-Day. June 23rd, 2023. Suga posts photos from his Singapore concert. V is active on Weavers. RM attends a Kim Yuna concert and posts a photo of it afterwards. At this point, it's just Jin and J-Hope who are enlisted. June 23rd, 2024. Jin is the only member that's been discharged, and only very recently. So there's no visible activity this day, though I'm sure he's hard at work on his album and filming content to keep us entertained. And that brings us to this year, where by the time you're listening to this, everyone is free. We no longer have enlistment hanging over our heads, and the only limits are those set by the boys themselves. Song discussion, DNA. As the lead single off the album Love Yourself, Her, released on September 18th, 2017, DNA embodies the theme of the album. Kicking off the iconic Love Yourself series, Love Yourself, Her explores the romanticized feeling of love, an all-consuming, happy experience in which you devote yourself entirely to your beloved. RM considers this album to be a turning point in BTS's career. After its release, they became, undeniably, a globally recognized powerhouse. As I said, DNA very much carries the theme of the album. It's bright, it's happy, and it's full of romantic ideals. But we'll get into the lyrics in a minute. Obviously, because this song is the lead track off the album, there are so many performances. I'm willing to bet that you could probably watch just DNA performances for 5 hours if you were really committed. They performed it for 2 weeks on Korean music shows, and then also performed it at the American Music Awards in the US in November 2017, making it the first song they ever performed at an American award show. The choreography is fast-paced, especially so at the end. You can actually watch BTS dance the choreo to double speed for a challenge at their comeback show. Jin was really good at it back then, though just recently in the Festa content, he told Hobi that he'd forgotten the choreo and earned himself the equivalent of See Me After Class from our favorite dance leader. I'm not a dancer, and I don't know much about it, but my favorite bit of the choreo is when they arrange themselves into a double helix shape and do a wave through their linked arms. And then there's the DNA signature move of tapping their inner forearm, first just under the elbow and then above the wrist, at the word DNA in the song to indicate the blood in their veins. And we'll get into a funny story about that when I talk about the lyrics. You can watch the full choreography from a fixed view in their DNA dance practice video on YouTube. I should mention, just for historical purposes, that the dance is fast and difficult. The time that Love Yourself, Her came out, BTS were fairly overworked and on the fast train to burnout within the next few months. And it might be just be fandom lore, but at a certain point when they got into their finishing lineup at the end, Jin would grab hold of V completely. And some have pointed out that it seems to be because by the end of the song, V looked like he was 2 seconds from passing out. It could very well be ARMY making mountains out of molehills, but the music show schedule is pretty grueling, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was some truth to it. You can also see fan cams of RM and Jin checking in with each other in the brief periods of time that they're off to the back or to the side during the dance performance. The music video is bright and colorful and full of over-the-top, trippy computer graphics. It's mostly a choreography showcase, though there are some great close-up portrait shots and shots done with members staying still. Another thing that's cool about the music video is that it begins with zooming out of a nebula or the universe that becomes the iris of Jungkook's eye. It's similar imagery to both the beginning of Not Today music video and the Serendipity music video. They also use a robot arm camera for the first time, I believe, which enables them to do a lot of cool shots, like the opening with Jungkook's whistle, and some of the panning shots they do later where the camera seems to rotate around a member vertically. It's really cool technical camera work that's really only possible with a robot camera with a fixed focal point. They filmed the music video for 3 days between September 4th and 6th, 2017, so actually very, very close to when the comeback happened. You can see the filming in episode BTS DNA MV Shooting on their YouTube channel and on the Memories of 2017 DVD and also their Mnet DNA comeback show. I looked to see if anyone had attempted a more in-depth understanding of the music video beyond my bright, colorful Disney written in the fabric of the universe idea, and I actually found one by K-pop Junkie, who these days is perhaps better known for delivering the news, though he's disappeared for a bit in the past year. Anyway, his theory was pointing out the amount of eye and window imagery in the music video, and how the sky turns black by the end of the music video, and that it symbolized a switch from looking outside for love to looking inside. Basically carrying the theme of loving yourself before you can love others. It's an interesting little 3-minute video that I didn't know existed until I was writing the script, so I thought that was cool. Another fun side fact, it was around the time of them filming the DNA music video that Tae's beloved dog Yontan, otherwise known as Tanny, was born. Perhaps it was destiny. DNA was produced by P-Dog and written by P-Dog, Hitman Bang, Cass, Supreme Boy, Suga, and RM. RM struggled to write DNA after writing Spring Day for the previous album. It seems they struggled most with the melody. RM stated in his Love Yourself Her Behind V-Live that whenever the comeback is delayed, it's usually because the lead track melody isn't working out. You can actually hear J-Hope's attempt to write a melody for DNA on the physical version of the Proof Anthology album. His DNA demo is on Disc 3. It's really good. Very J-Hope, but definitely has a different vibe than what they ended up going with. Like most hidden tracks and CD-only exclusives, you can find Hopi's demo on YouTube in a lyric video if you're interested and don't have access to the Proof CDs. Although RM has writing credits on the track, it appears the majority of the track was written by others. RM's rap part in DNA was actually written by Suga, and it's the first time RM had ever sung something that Suga wrote. RM says that he wrote DNA because it's what he wanted to tell ARMY, that he believes ARMY and BTS coming together was destiny. BTS often say their romantic songs are about ARMY, and I'm never sure when they're being serious or when they're just sticking with the idol industry script that they're all chaste monks who only hold love for their fans, but take it however you like. V starts off the song with a description of love at first sight. I recognized you at first sight, as if we called to one another. The DNA in my blood vessels tells me that it's you that I've been looking for. The lyric, the DNA in my blood vessels tells me, led to a very funny moment in a V-Live with RM, where a comment informed him that there was no DNA in blood vessels. While not wholly true, his reaction was quite hilarious, as it looked like his entire worldview had just been shook. For the record, there is DNA in your blood, so please don't leave it at a crime scene unless you want people to know you were there. Back to the song, J-Hope comes in to try to bring that cosmic wonder to the situation. Our meeting is a mathematical formula, religious precept, and providence of the universe. And then RM chimes in with telling us that the other person is proof of destiny. If you weren't sure about the tone of the song before, you are now. It's very much the type of love where you feel like your very soul was made to be with this other person. When the chorus comes in, it doubles down on the idea of love being destined. Don't worry, love. All of this is not a coincidence. We are so different, baby, because we are the two who found destiny. V is basically saying, we're not like the other couples. Clearly, we're fulfilling some cosmic destiny while the other couples are just hanging out. Jimin and Jungkook come in to further expand on the idea of destiny. This time, though, they reference the idea that matter cannot be created or destroyed, only altered. You'll often see this in the quote from Neil deGrasse Tyson, where he says that we're all made of stardust. Jimin and Jungkook sing, "From the day the universe was born, and through the infinite centuries, we were probably together in a previous life and in the next as well. We're forever together." I really do love the belief that you can bond so closely with someone that you'll find each other again when reincarnated, that your love is so great that you'll spend every lifetime together, whether you realize it or not. There's also another Korean belief that even just someone you brush against on the street could have been someone you were connected to closely in a previous life, or will be connected to in the next life, and destiny has brought you together, even in a small, innocuous way. I feel like that very much stems from the same source as the Western belief that God, a saint, or an angel could be a stranger in need. Basically, be kind to everyone you meet because you don't know how important they may be to you in this life or the next. Yoongi's verse continues on the same theme. This is inevitable. I love us. And that sentiment of we're not like the other couples with the line, only we are the true lovers, or we are the only true lovers. I don't know if you've ever fallen in that sort of love before, but there is this feeling that no one has ever felt love as deeply as you feel love. It's bizarrely irrational because we're all human. But love is so overwhelming sometimes that you think you must be experiencing it more strongly than anyone else. Otherwise, how does society function? Jungkook joins Suga with the introduction of the pronoun her, which is the only gendered pronoun we get in this song. BTS usually do make a point to keep their songs gender neutral and therefore more relatable, but this whole album was called Her, so it makes sense that we'd have a female love interest. Also, if you believe RM, BTS often refer to ARMY as Her because the ARMY is majority female. Though there are male ARMYs too, of course, and non-binary ARMY, but hopefully everybody understands when BTS are just choosing the gender of the majority of the population when they refer to us as women. Back to the song. Jungkook says, "Every time I see her, I get astonished or startled," depending on the translation. Suga echoes that he becomes breathless or gasps. Jungkook adds, "This emotion called love that I've only heard of." And Suga finishes with, "Because my heart runs to you from the very beginning." In the music video, this is where Jin suddenly runs off screen and it's kind of hilarious. I really like the bridge. A lot of the times these days, I see people forgetting the bridge exists and they're waiting for the outro because they're so used to super short songs currently where they usually skip the bridge entirely so that the song will be under 3 minutes. I really hate that trend. Streaming is convenient and it's nice we can use it to get our boys awards and chart positions, but I absolutely hate the short song trend that streaming has created. Anyway, off topic. The DNA bridge comes in with V after the music all drops into something soft. Don't look back because we're the ones who have found our destiny. Then Jin comes in with Don't Regret Baby. And then the whole vocal line trade off on because forever, 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 we're together. In the choreo, the vocal line get into a line as they sing this, and the rap line sneaks into the line crouched down, then pop up right before spreading apart and dancing when the chorus drops again. There's one particular music show performance, and I wish I could remember which one, because the particular angle of the shot on Jimin in the front means that when RM stands up at the back of the lineup, he looks like a towering giant, and I absolutely love it. Anyway, then we get into our la-la-las for the outro, and the repeating of Because It's Not a Coincidence. This is very much a song of I was meant to love you. I was born to love you, which is all things that I felt before when in love, so very relatable. It definitely fits that all-consuming initial love, where you really can't imagine not being with the person because you're so enamored by them. It's a really fun song. They've done some cool live concert remixes of it too, but of course you have to track down the concerts for that. There's also the Pedal to LA remix, which adds more of a rock element. Overall, a great song and very much a fantastically fun lead track to take us into the Love Yourself series. And now it's time to spin the random song generator for next week's song. So, pulling that up. And the winner is... something recent. Background from Echo. So, a Jin song. That's fun. So, we'll get to talk about a Jin song right after the beginning of his tour. That's great. That worked out fantastically. I can't wait. I love that song. It's so gorgeous. Oh my goodness. Before I sign off, a couple of notes at the end of this episode. First, as we head into the height of summer, I might be switching to a summer schedule in a couple of weeks where the episodes are released less often. There will be a couple of weeks and weekends in July and August where I'll be busy visiting with friends and family, and I won't have time to record. Secondly, I am able to see some demographic information for who listens to my podcast, so I just want to say that if you're one of the few people who listen who are currently living in a place impacted by the current warmongers of the world, I want you to know that I'm thinking of you and that I hope you and your family are able to stay safe and that all this violence and genocide that's happening in the world will soon end. All right, kind of a heavy end, but lately it feels like the only bright spot in the world is BTS reuniting and the community we have in ARMY. But that's a lot when you think about it. ARMY is made up of so many different people in so many places, and I think we all care for one another and want each other to be safe, even if we don't know each other personally. And it'd be nice if all of these old dudes with too much power don't ruin that for us. Anyway, ARMY, stay safe. I love you all. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.